Did you do the CPR class?
No.
Yes. Are you okay? Are you okay?
I failed that class.
Wow.
What?
You don't have to do mouth to mouth anymore. Did you know that?
No.
You did know that or you didn't know that?
I did know.
Oh, all you have to do is like beat on the person's chest.
What's the compression ratio?
Staying alive, staying alive. Staying alive, staying alive.
I don't know about a ratio.
What's the compression ratio? It's 30 compressions to how many breaths?
2, 1. No, you don't breathe anymore. There's no breath. Oh, you got me caught. You cased me up. I used to be a nurse. Do you know that?
Mm-mm.
Look at his face.
What?
You can't see how I would be a great nurse?
No.
What?
I don't see you in scrubs.
Yes. Yes, that's all I wore. I wore scrubs, but I was a little bit of a rebel.
What kind of nurse were you?
Oncology. I've always only done oncology nursing.
Oh, okay.
Cancer nursing. That's how I knew Pat, Speedy's wife, because we worked together at the hospital.
Wow.
We worked oncology together for forever. Forever and ever and ever.
That's crazy. Speedy, how the fuck you know Speedy?
Well, rest in peace, Speedy.
You cursed too. Yeah, rest in peace, Speedy.
Yeah. Peace
out.
He just did like a whole rest in
peace. Speedy went to the upper room.
Marcus, I can't wait till you see the playback on that. Rest in peace, Speedy. It was like this like shout out, but also yeah. Like.
You know why I did that?
Why?
Because I said a bad word.
Mm-hmm.
And then I caught myself and I said, you know what? You said a bunch of bad words to me.
I sure did. You know this is your podcast,
you've been
podcast,
a bad
right?
girl.
Yeah.
That's so weird.
Shooting everything. Let's go.
So, I just learned, I guess, that you do Solid Waste Authority, which I did not know that before, but there's a lot of things I don't know. That's why our podcast is called We Just Met. Marcus and I met by literally happenstance, and the very next time we saw each other, we were here in the podcast studio. So we're continuing that tradition by meeting weekly, sharing more about our week, and playing games that get to know us better. Like, you
just
didn't know I was
fun.
A nurse.
Having fun.
I can't believe it. So I don't look like a nurse at all? I don't give nurse vibes?
No, you don't give nurse vibes.
Why? I give everyone orders. Do this, do that. Blah, blah.
Nurses don't give everyone orders. Nurses treat people. That's not treating people.
Could you see me as
no longer a nurse?
Could you see me as a compassionate person?
No.
Oh my God! I get
compassionate?
Such a bad. I'm very compassionate.
No,
Freddie,
you're
come
straight,
on.
You're a straight shot, non-emotion.
You can be straight shooter and care, because if you call good shots that look out for others, what's that called?
Straight shot looking out for others.
Compassionate.
No.
What?
See.
Wait. How do you be compassionate?
Let me tell you a story.
You're the nurse, so you tell us.
Let me tell you a story.
Oh, God. No,
Jesus. Back when she was a nurse, we had gone, I think it was, on a cruise. Anyways, I got deathly sick. This is my favorite story of all time.
Mm.
I got deathly sick. Like, I'm talking like I was like 10 or 12 years old, and I would not come out of my room.
I remember this.
Like,
her mermaid room.
I was not eating. I was not drinking. I was throwing up.
It was bad.
Horrible. So after like 72 hours of torture, my mom finally comes up to my room and she's like, my motherly instincts are kicking in and I'm going to help you.
Mm-hmm. No.
It was a combo of motherly instincts and nursing instincts. Anyways, she's, I'm going to help you. And she whips out this big ass needle and she's like, I'm going to give you an IV.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm fucking scared. I'm like 12 years old.
She's like,
and I'm scared.
No,
that's crazy.
No,
you traumatized me.
I haven't drinking. I haven't done anything. And she gives it like a few, like, no, it's okay. It's just an IV. You know,
see?
We go at it for maybe 30 seconds.
See?
And then she says, I'm going to stab you in the fucking leg with this needle. If you don't let me give you this IV.
And that's supposed to make it better?
Mm-hmm.
That's supposed to make her calm?
Mm-hmm.
That's supposed to really smooth things over?
I'm pretty sure there was another time after that where you said, I can either give you this IV in your vein or your forehead. I'm pretty sure.
Perfect.
I'm pretty sure.
Perfect. So guess what? So ever since you were, you said 12?
Yes.
So ever since you were 12, she was de-escalating and re-escalating situations. Jesus, it's a freaking common thing.
What? How did this take such a turn here?
De-escalate.
How do you?
No, because I am always looking out for people, though. I swear to God, I am. So I just wanted her to get better. So,
yeah. I knew this was going to help. How?
The IV.
If you want her to get better,
yeah,
right?
Yes.
You can't increase the intensity of what you're saying. You're supposed to get more softer and
wait,
softer.
Wait, seriously? Is that a real thing?
You're trying to convince her that you want
because
to put
now
a
the
needle
memory,
in her.
Now the memory is not.
Wait, is that a real tactic? Because I'm going to implement that starting Monday.
That's a real tactic. You can't get compliance and cooperation if you're maximizing the intensity of being rough, being aggressive.
So I'm supposed to be like,
this kid.
So what if I was like, you should do this, and then she's like, no. Then what?
Then you threaten to stab me with the needle.
No. Then you just reiterate.
And what if she's still like, no?
Listen, this is what you need, Lily.
No.
Lily, let me help you.
Still no.
Do you want to get better, yes or no?
Yes.
You have to take this in order to get better. How do you feel right now, Lily?
I feel good. Are we talking about like what
yes.
happened?
Like
12-year-old Lily.
12-year-old Lily.
I feel very terrible and I'm probably crying.
So, Lily, do you want this to continue or do you want to feel better?
I would like to feel better.
So, Lily, you have to take this.
I understand.
So, are you going to take this now?
Yes.
What? That's not how... Like, I feel like you know her well enough that that's not going to go down like that.
I just cracked the code.
Listen, IVs are not even that scary. I give them to myself often.
Yeah, she does.
Do you know that? That's my that's my party trick. I can give myself an IV. Bloop.
Good
and then I just, you know, get better. Like, I just give myself whatever so I can keep going, you know?
No.
What do you mean, no?
Even if I was
it's like
that skilled, I wouldn't find any satisfaction in you putting an IV in myself.
Yes, you would.
No.
What?
No, I would feel more comfortable if somebody else do it.
No.
That's not a normal thing.
No, it's not.
Why does everybody say that? I just think resources.
First of all, you have to ask yourself, like, why does somebody give themselves an IV regularly? She's not the type of person to get a subscription to, like, the IV Revive bar.
Like Prime IV.
Yeah.
That's not her. That's not her.
Or the Drip Bar in Royal Palm Beach. Shout out to the Drip Bar in Royal Palm Beach.
Shout out Drip Bar.
That's right.
But shout it out. You have to think about what other state people request IVs in.
Mm-hmm. No,
right?
We don't.
So think of Julie, 14 trulies deep, wrapping a tourniquet around her fucking arm, stabbing herself with needles.
I am too princess to have a hangover. I can't do it. I'm not going to have a hangover.
I don't believe that.
What? That I...
You're too princess to have a
hangover? Yes, I'm not having a hangover. If I can avoid it, I'm going to avoid it. I'm not going to do that.
Okay.
Why would I do that? I gotta go. I got things to do.
People to see, places to go.
Yes.
Gotcha.
I'm gonna wake up.
Gotcha. Man, that's
walking
a lot.
Around.
That's a lot. But I'm sorry, 12-year-old Lily, that you had to experience
that
trauma.
Oh, come on.
Me too.
You guys are bullies.
Now I have
but think about it. How are you gonna convince somebody if you're gonna continue to magnify the trauma? You're gonna continue to magnify the aggression, the intensity, and the fear in this 12-year-old kid? Mm-hmm.
Okay, never mind. You know what? We should talk about some of the name calling that Lily does on a day-to-day basis, or the aggression
First,
that she exhibits.
I think we should introduce our two co-hosts. You never formally said who you are, what your names, and what you're doing here.
Mm. So I'm Julie Khanna. I own a media company. It's very much a family business. As you can tell, that's my daughter Lily's voice that you hear. She's the producer and also runs full day-to-day operations here at Khanna House Studios. And I own Khanna Connections, which is public relations. And then we have Marcus, who's still questionable. We still don't know what he does. We actually don't know.
Listen, you consider me Brum Man from the fifth floor. Okay? My job changes every day.
Okay.
My job changes every day.
He is a professional. Clearly has some like de-escalating tactics and some talk
we
you up a ledge
like,
skills.
A game going on in the comments. Like, guess what you think he would possibly do.
That'd be a good idea.
Yeah.
And just to see the comments
yeah,
and what people would say.
Yeah, just to see what they think your personality.
That'd
fits.
Be fun. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
I feel like you do give
that.
It away sometimes.
No.
I don't know.
No.
De-escalation tactics. You could work at the pound.
I could work at the pound.
You could be talking to dogs and shit.
Absolutely.
The dog
yeah. I could be a crisis, you know, professional.
Correct.
You know, that, you know, want to talk someone down, that want to jump
we
off a bridge.
We need
Correct.
That. We need a full-time crisis professional
I
here.
I say a studio dog because I support
oh,
that.
Oh, no. We need a full-time, like, crisis management inside the studio.
Wait a minute.
On day-to-day
so
operations.
Listen, you mean to tell me you guys have actual crisis that take place here?
Oh, yeah. Like on a normal day? Crisis? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I think. I don't
well,
know. Listen, we deal with a lot of high-profile people, a lot of money, a lot of situations, and a lot of tension. And when they're all the same time of the month in here, you have no idea. It gets a little wild
so
in
listen,
these streets.
All this controlled chaos and no security?
Biggie Smalls is our HR department.
That's not really security, though.
I have security for my birthday party. Do you know my birthday party is, like, out of control now?
Really?
Yeah, it's going to get shut down. We're going to air this after the party so that I don't get incriminated. But after parties at Maxwell's, they're opening one night only just to host me. And shout out, everyone, meet me there because we know we're getting shut down. We're breaking all... pushing all the boundaries. We'll just call it that. We're pushing all the boundaries. So I have a VIP section because I can't just be out there all willy-nilly with everyone.
So listen, how old are you going
to
be?
41. I had to think about that.
Oh, man.
I know.
Sweet,
I know.
Sweet.
I love it here.
And come to think about events, you guys had a packed house last night, I heard.
We did have a packed house. So, mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. We had 55 people here for mm-hmm. comedy night. The jokes were really, really funny. Mm-hmm. Did you see that one going around today with the guy? Because I got up there with my kids like I normally do. Mm-hmm. I get on the stage, and I thank everyone for coming, and I tell them what a family business mm-hmm. we are. And I totally don't even realize that my son is wearing a short shirt that says, "More whores." Wait, less wars, more whores. Mm-hmm. So then the comedian gets up there, and he's like, "Look at this sweet little family." And then you see the son with his shirt. Oh, that's not all. You know what else he got this week?
What's that?
A doormat for the house that says, "This is not a whore house. It's a whore home." Because that's what it's like to parent a teenage boy.
I'm still trying to register that and process that.
You need one for your house?
No, I do not.
Why not?
No, I do not.
Marcus, I think it'd be so funny.
But listen, what I would say is that guy.
It would be a total.
That guy who you had last night, he did a great job in hosting. I saw the little face things where
yes.
that person was, they were covering their face with their little, the big fan things.
Yes,
the big heads.
It reminds me when, you know, when you're in church and you got a little church fan.
You know, that's pretty cool.
Oh my God, that's my best friend's face. I pranked her.
Why did you prank her?
Because she pranked me. So my best friend changed the artwork in my house to pictures of my dog pooping.
Yeah, this thing here.
While I was on a cruise.
This thing went viral. This thing went viral yesterday. I saw on the Kana House Studios, this is all I saw. I saw this hopping around. I even saw kids with this.
Yeah, yes.
Like, what's the agenda with the kids with this?
Yes.
Like, I'm trying to figure out, like... They're just bouncing around. You see little small body. You see little leg, little arms, and this big old face with this big Kool-Aid smile.
So we put these under the seats, right? And uh-huh. she didn't know they were here. And then the host was like, "Everyone take out what's under your seat and wave them around." Mm-hmm. And that's when you see her. She's like, and she was on a date here. So that's even better. And I just watched her. She's looking at me like, really? Really?
Date here? There's a lot of stuff that go on here. Dates?
It's why wouldn't you take a date to Kana House Studios? This
know.
Is the place to be.
I see that. So if you get some candles, you know what I'm saying? Some nice little, little
do you section. Think comedy night is a good date night?
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
Right? I think that would be fun.
Yeah. You know what else would be a good thing to have here also?
Hmm.
Like some poetry.
That's my birthday. So open mic night. Poetry
sweet,
slam. I'm going to be reading
sweet.
Poetry.
Awesome.
Are you
awesome.
Coming to my birthday?
Yes. Yes, and I want it laid out for me. I want the whole thing. I want the whole shebang.
Are you in VIP?
I'm going to be in VIP.
Do you know? Listen to this. So two ladies sat in VIP last night that mm-hmm. did not belong, and Lily moved them. She got them. Yeah, she moved them.
Respectfully.
Uh-huh.
So you're security now, huh?
When I'm telling you, she's aggressive.
That was not aggressive. I was very nice. In fact, you should teach classes. I should teach classes on...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
On respect towards customers, paying customers.
Really?
Yes.
Because we respect and value all of our customers here at Kana House Studios, I'm going to endorse that while we're on camera. I'm going to endorse the shit out of that while we're on camera. She doesn't say anything evil.
I was just turning down the music, and I look back, and there was a fucking crisis. Somebody was sitting in my seat. And that's a crisis as fuck.
Yeah.
And I put two chairs in the back for these wonderful ladies, and I escorted them.
And she escorted them there. She's like, mm-hmm. "Let me take you to your seats."
Okay, hostess Lily.
But meanwhile, you know what I do? I sit
in front of them.
In front of them. And that's how I choose to handle it, because I chose just to mind my own business and
so
sit.
So by you sitting in front of them, what was that? What was the result of that?
Lily moved them.
Escalating.
I'm sorry?
Why do I get such a bad rap here, you guys?
And then waiting for them to say something so that she can de-escalate and just...
I get such a bad rap, I feel like.
Mind twisting.
Listen, here's a perfect example of escalating, okay? I leave for a meeting on Wednesday, mm-hmm. right? So I leave, which is always questionable. I use meeting as a code word anytime mm-hmm. I want to leave here. Mm-hmm. But I actually did go to a meeting-ish. I went to brunch with Jen and Meg. So before I leave, mm-hmm. I was like, you guys are going to get 20 chairs, right? They're like, yeah, we're going to go get 20 chairs. Then I get a text while I'm gone that says, we have a big problem. So I had that to look forward to. Then another text that's like, bleep, bleep, bleep. We have a problem. So I was like, great. I have that to look into. Then I come back to studio and they're like, we got 300 chairs. I was like, I said 20. They're like, we got 300 from Mar-a-Lago. Your boy Donnie over there donated 300 chairs to us.
Really? So shout out to Donnie. Donnie in the building.
So I was like, but we don't need 300 chairs. And they're like, yes, we do. So they load up the trailers and the trucks. They fire up the trucks to head over there. And then I get a call that five of them have flown off the back and they're on Forest Hill trying to recollect their chairs.
Only five, though. Can we go home? We had a trailer full of 50. That's really good odds. Two women trying to figure out ratchet straps in a trailer?
That's crazy.
And we only lost five? That's not bad.
But then she got in trouble for posting a snap and Mar-a-Lago was like, dig
that
down.
Listen to this. I forgot that I posted it. Mm-hmm. On God. I forgot. Because I want to get my best friends, family friends in trouble. However, I'm looking back at my Snapchat friends. Jenalee's not my friend. Sylvie's not my friend. But I tagged Mar-a-Lago, like geotagged it.
Yeah.
And the Secret Service was crawling in that place.
Why you said that?
I low-key think that they, like, looked at my phone and
shit. I'm sure.
And then they text Sylvie.
And they had a picture of Donald Trump's cake, birthday cake, because he was here.
Okay, is nobody else listening to this? The Secret Service then knew it was, I was a person of Sylvie's, and then Sylvie texts Jenalee to tell me to take my shit down.
Meanwhile, I'm sleeping, and I wake up to 20 texts. Please take that down. Get her to take that down. Get it down. Take down.
I was slumped.
So then I have to be like, Lillian. And she's like, I know. Because that's how she speaks to her mother. So my little Petunia there.
Okay, she didn't say good morning. She yelled at me from across the hall and said, Lillian. Okay. So it could go both.
Okay.
Ways.
But Secret Service was involved. I feel like that's urgent.
Listen, you got to tread softly when a certain particular aircraft.
Let me tell you, do you know they don't care about anything? Do you know that one time they blew this drone off the back of a yacht and we got all the warnings, do not do this? And they were like, override. And they were because I think the president was somewhere nearby. So it says, like, this is illegal. Like, don't do it. Override. Do not do this. Override. This could be dangerous. Override. Right? First of all, let me set the scene. We're on this gorgeous yacht, right? Mm-hmm. We get coasters right when we walk on. We get shoe bags because they take care of their shit, right? It's this beautiful vessel. They've got, like, full-time staff. These people sleep on there. Like, it's as beautiful can be. Then there's me and my kids who are insane. So they're like, we're going to blow this drone off the back of your boat. And everyone gathers around to watch, right?
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. And I watch my kids, and I know, I can tell from their body language that something's not right, right? And they're, like, leaned into each other, and they're like, and I'm watching them, like, yeah, fuck it, you know? And I'm like, no, not fuck it, you know? But they're like, and I'm like, it never ends well. And so, don't you know, they do it. And the damn thing goes up, and then it just starts, like, duck diving, like, wigging out, right? So every time Lily tries to make it go up, it's going down, left, it's going right. It's just wigging out. I mean, it looks like there's some invisible force field, like, just fucking this thing up, right? So now the damn thing starts to go outside the boat, and she knows she can't control it. This kid, like Braveheart, goes running, right? Up off the side of the boat, grabs this drone, but it's a commercial grade drone, hacks off the top of her finger. There's blood splatter everywhere. Just this propeller alone blood is everywhere. Just blood. And she's holding it with one arm. And there's me. I turn around to a span of people who just look like horrifying. They're in horror. And her finger is bleeding. So I get a paper towel, because that's the nurse in me, and I just apply pressure. While the other hand, she's fighting this, like, out-of-control drone, and finally, we get it down. And you know how uncomfortable the rest of that boat ride was? Till we could get back and glue the tip of her finger back?
And it had fish blood all
over it. They said that to make you feel better.
So human blood works just fine.
It was bad. It was bad. So would do you see why we have a fucking attorney at all times?
This conversation Does this would make have been sense, way though? Different if I lost that drone in the middle of the ocean. This conversation would have been way different. Okay?
Way different, huh?
So the tip of this conveniently finger is here.
Right we here, had to go.
And it costs way less than a brand new drone.
Mm.
So we have the saying, like, you get one shot to get the shot. So they got the damn shot. They're crazy. That's wild. These kids are in nuts. That's all.
That's wild.
It was worth it. You guys ready to play some games?
Sure. Let's
go. Oh, we are. Let's go.
All right, everybody.
The part of the show where we honor our first episode's tradition and we play some games. So we don't know what we're about to be asked. Our producer has prepared them. But this time, it was actually my youngest daughter, Duck, who affectionately calls Marcus Sleeping Beauty.
I wonder why. I don't know why I get that
So is he a sleep expert? Is he a garbage waste management?
Okay.
What is he?
When you're tired, like in the workplace.
That makes so much sense.
When you work
like
a lot of hours.
Yeah, when you're being aggressive.
You know, and you're tying up
so
garbage
smart.
Bags.
There you go. Yes.
Marcus, I'm so excited for this because I heard them laughing at us and we're not going to do well. I'm just going to
so
tell you that right
funny.
Now. I know what the topic is.
So
can
wait,
I tell
hold
you?
On. You know
no, this is all I know.
The topic,
they're gonna quiz us in slang words.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Wait. Right. Cheers. Right. Cheers. Before we start, because these kids have a whole nother vocab.
So as you may know, we are part of different generations.
Mm-hmm.
Me and you
she
all.
She called us old.
I did not.
Nicely.
But I am also, I believe, am a different generation than my sister. I'm pretty sure.
Is that right? Are you a well?
I'm not a millennial. I'm a Gen Z, but I think she's Gen Alpha, right? She's 15. I think that's...
Freddie, is that Gen Alpha?
No, I don't know.
Wow.
Gen Alpha.
Who knew that was a thing?
Well, I'm going to look this up because I want to know, like...
Wait, so we're millennials?
Generation
Wait,
Alpha.
Are we millennials? We're millennials? No.
That's technically...
What the hell are we? Boomers?
I don't know what we are.
Gen Z are born between 1995 and 2009.
Wait, are we boomers or millennials?
No,
oh,
you're
fuck.
Not boomers.
Okay,
oh my God, you
Baby
guys are
boomers
millennials.
Would be like in our hundreds or some shit like that. 90s.
When was Duck born? 2009.
2008.
Yeah, so then she's not Gen Z. She's Gen Alpha.
That's a thing. Who knew?
Gen Alpha.
Yes, those are your 2010s to
so
2024
what are we?
Babies.
Boomers, buddy.
No, we're not boomers.
No, you're generation, well, it's called millennials, but generation Y is like the...
Millennials?
I think so, yeah. Hold on. I need to speak factually.
Yeah,
Millennials are 1981 to 1996.
That's crazy. I'm a millennial.
So all the memes are about you.
Oh my God! They're about us. These kids are making fun of us.
So listen, all
yo,
that,
fuck them, right? We're cool.
All that to
fuck
say,
them kids.
Yeah, for real, big time. Fuck them kids.
Fuck them kids.
All that to say, a Gen Alpha wrote this for a Gen Zer to present to a bunch of millennials.
How can a Gen Alpha?
She was born in the time range. She's a Gen Alpha.
Okay.
All right, let's do this, buddy. So what do we do? Go, like, one for one?
This is what I'm going to do. I have individual words that I'm going to say, and then you two have to tell me what they mean.
Okay.
Okay. Then I have five sentences that are created in the most...
Diabolical.
Horrific, like, Gen Alpha, like, lingo I've ever seen. And I'm going to read them to you, and then you have to
I
tell me what
Duck
they mean.
I wish Duck was here for this, because it would be even funnier.
Everyone understand?
We do. We're ready. Let's do this.
All right. Word number one is... I'm coming out strong.
Oh, God. Please.
Edging.
I
edging.
Know what this means.
What does edging
Come on,
mean?
Man.
Wait,
that's too easy.
What is it?
Edging is to detail the ending of something, whether it be grass, a border.
He's thinking about his haircut.
No. Grass... I don't have grass on my head.
Marcus, stop talking.
Edging.
Marcus, stop talking.
Edging.
No, sir. And
even
Julie,
I know this
Julie.
One. Okay,
edging.
I'm going to answer this.
No, wait a minute. Let me think a little
okay,
bit.
Okay, okay, okay. I can't edging. Say the real thing.
See, I'm thinking
no,
too deep into it.
You have to say
it
in the Gen Z context.
Okay, I got you.
Edging.
Yeah, you have to find the definition of what... Okay, I need to make that clear. I'm going to give you the word. You have to tell me what the definition is
All
of
right.
Gen Zer or Gen Alpha.
Keep going. So, edging.
Edging, like, I guess, like, so gassing bad. Somebody up or
no
provoking something?
Actually, a little bit.
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
Okay.
Okay, I got
it. Like, can I use it in a sentence?
No.
Oh. Can I answer it?
Sure.
So, edging, okay, there's like a really gross version of it, but then
no,
there's the way they use it,
the
which
version.
Is like basically where you're like dangling something in front of your face. But you're
when,
not
it's
like
when, it's when you're tempting someone
yes.
with something, but you don't give it all.
Like
to
my
them.
Boss is really edging me for my paycheck
almost,
or something like that.
It's almost like prompting. Like it's like prompting.
Correct. Correct.
Yeah, that's what
yeah
I'm,
you got that. Sort
yeah,
of.
Let me get that, man. Yeah,
all right.
Tell me.
That
give,
was
give,
such
listen.
A stretch, but okay.
Give me a,
it was okay. a bit of a stretch, but okay.
I'm gonna keep points, Marcus. You got that.
What? You guys better show me the same. I feel like there's a camaraderie
listen,
here.
Listen, when I said provoking, it's like I'm provoking.
There's a sexual definition of that. I'll send it to you later.
Anyways, next word is bussin'.
Oh, it's really good.
Bussin', like
that's
delicious.
Really good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Enjoyment.
Wow,
yes.
Enjoyment.
Get out of here. That was too easy.
Okay, Pookie.
Pookie, really? That's a nickname for an urban person.
An urban person? Are we
of
are we a folklore?
Of ethnicity, Pookie.
Like, sweetheart. Like, okay, sweetie. Like,
Pookie.
Yeah, Pookie's like...
Yeah, Pookie.
My Pookie.
Because you know
no,
what? You
no,
know
no.
who
See,
says
I'm
that
too
to me?
Old for that. I'm
it's
too
a
old
name.
For that.
What did you think it was?
Like, Pookie is a name.
No.
It's not a it's not a, it's
oh,
not a,
you
a
meant
sweet
like,
gesture.
Like
it means, like, sweetie. Like, okay, sweetie, Pookie.
No, Pookie is not boo. Pookie is not bae.
Yeah, Pookie's not boo or bae. But Pookie is, like, sweetie. So, like, Duck calls me that. She'll be like, do you make
Pookie
breakfast, Pookie?
Pookie is a nickname you give someone that you love, like, that you adore.
Mm-hmm.
It's meant to be sweet now, like Pookie and Jet. Shout out to Campbell. Campbell and Jet. I love them. They're in Palm Beach right now.
And Jessica.
And she's pregnant with her first baby.
I don't even know who that is.
Pookie and Jet.
Don't know.
Anyways.
Shout out to Pookie.
What's up, Pookie?
Shout out, Pookie. Okay. Giot.
Who?
Oh, God.
Who?
A gyat.
A who?
Gyat. G-Y-A-T. Gyat.
G-Y-A-T. Gyat.
Come on, Marcus. You got this.
What is
gyat.
A gyat?
Wait, where is that? Like,
you really got to give it all.
Come on, Marcus.
Oh.
Gyat. Come on.
Oh, it's like God. Like God damn.
No,
like.
No. G-Y-A-T.
Okay,
yes.
One,
yes.
But what's the Gen Z?
Booty. Like a gyat.
A gyat is an it's a ass. It's a it's
Marcus, you're making me nervous here, buddy.
Nah.
Oh my God.
I'm old school, man.
Giat is short.
I'm an 80s baby.
Forgot.
So am I.
God damn. Like
but
a,
you have, but you
hefty.
Have, you have Gen Alpha.
Yeah, and they talk to me like this. That's the worst part.
Exactly.
That's how they speak to me.
So
I'm like.
So you have leverage over them because you have all this stuff that's constantly being.
You're doing a great job.
You're doing God's work.
Let's do it.
Okay. You sort of got Giat. But it really does mean an ass. So don't be, you know, now if you walk around saying, God damn,
someone's going to smack you.
Yeah.
Unless they wanted you to say that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's the only, yeah.
Can you
I know.
Use it in a sentence right now?
Like, God damn, that bitch fine.
Well, no, that was more like, God.
That's
it's like,
the, that's the
yeah.
millennial version.
No, you got to be
well,
like, she got a
okay.
gat.
Well, God damn is more like a reaction of a.
Correct.
Of a like.
Yeah.
So knowing that.
Impulse
yeah.
or.
Yeah.
Yes.
Impact. Like, gat. Like a startling type of phrase.
Mm-hmm.
You could use it in that way. You could. All right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That checks out.
Sure.
Moots.
What?
M-O-O-T-S.
Moots. Oh, Jesus.
Moots.
I definitely don't know this.
Where do these words come from? Moots.
I've never heard this one.
Do you want to? I'll give
Wait,
you a,
do it in a sentence.
I'll give you a realm.
A realm?
A realm of like where this would be used
okay.
in.
Okay.
Social media.
Moots.
Okay.
Oh my God,
an emoji?
Wait, oh my God. Moots. We're following each other.
Yes!
What? Yay! Yes!
Short for mutuals, when someone follows you.
Oh,
and they follow
moots!
You back,
mutes!
We're mutuals, but instead of saying we're mutuals, we're moots.
Hey, we're moots! I
yes.
follow you!
Sure.
You follow me?
I do.
We're just moots. We're just two moots up in here.
We're mooting.
We're mooting! Did we take it too far?
Whoa, all right, next is, please let Marcus answer this. I know you know this one.
Okay.
Okay, Marcus, what is Delulu?
Oh, God.
Delusional.
Yes! Oh, okay,
yeah!
That was not that hard. These
delusional.
Kids really thought,
I
like.
I know what a Delulu was. Okay, you're a bit Delulu, but next is. Next is Sigma.
Sigma?
Yes.
Wait, I do know this.
Sigma. Like a something that's in medium, like medium range or median range. Sigma.
Okay.
I'm trying to remember. You guys told me this.
It's not at the beginning. It's not at the end. It's more like at an in-between type.
No. I think it's like, I can't remember, but I heard Sigma. It once. It's either like you're my friend or like you're like something like that, I think.
It's something that got to do with like a level.
Like a level of friendship. Like a level of friendship.
Something in range, like sort a range. Of.
Sigma. Like it's, a boyfriend?
Think of it like in range of like coolness.
Oh, Sigma. Super cool.
No, Sigma is like
a puss.
Sigma is like
lone wolf energy. It gives.
Oh,
like,
really? I definitely didn't know that.
Into the darkness, like
emo.
It's giving like I'm a party of one. Like I can do everything myself. Sigma? Like yes.
Am I Sigma?
Different from Alpha. Different from Alpha.
So more like singularity.
Correct. Your alpha singular. Your alpha energy is like you're dominant, but you still have like buddies. Like you're cool. You're alpha.
Okay.
Sigma is more like you're just a fucking loner.
Okay. All right. Mm. Okay. Are you a Sigma or an Alpha?
I'm an Alpha.
I think I'm a Sigma.
Right? Did I use that right? Did I, Freddie? Thank you. You two are not gonna get this shit.
Oh, okay, that's a challenge. That's not. Wait, we should probably huddle before we answer.
Looks maxing.
Oh, looks it must, maxing. Mean, it must be super hot, like maximum looks. Like
gotta be hot. Looks maxing.
It's gotta be ing hot.
Like maxing.
Yeah, like super hot, right?
Maxing. It's trending in the state of like trending in a higher. State of
looks,
popularity,
appearance.
Yeah,
it's appearance.
Looking your best, eating it up.
Oh, I got that.
Okay, all right.
I'm on beat.
So you like ate with your gyat and you were looks maxing, and now we're moots.
Oh my god,
that's so good. Did we just crush that? We crushed that. I think.
We snapped.
Yeah, we did. No cap.
She can't even believe it.
No kidding.
You might kill these sentences if we're going. If we're moving in this direction. Yeah,
we're
you
killing
might.
It.
All right, your next one is bop. Someone's a bop.
Oh, she's a bop. Like, okay, like, I think I got this because I heard Duck say it about Nikhil's little girlfriend, his cruise girlfriend. She's a bop. It's like, I think it's like someone that just posts a bunch of selfies about themselves and is like shallow.
A bop.
She's a hoe.
Oh.
So, yeah. She's a bop.
Can you use that in a sentence?
She's a bop.
No, whoa. I feel like you're like...
This bop with a gyat was looks maxing.
Yeah, there you go. You gotta elaborate. Bop. Yeah. Yeah.
Epic fail.
Bop-headed hoe.
Okay, your last one... I don't think you're gonna get this one. Your last one is Ohio. When something's Ohio.
When something's Ohio?
Mm-hmm.
Can you use it in a sentence?
That Sigma is so Ohio, bro. He has no riz.
Oh, he lame.
Yeah, he's lame.
Wait, what's the correlation between Ohio and
so
lame?
Ohio fucking sucks.
Oh my god.
Boring.
The whole state who got like a word. Ohio? Oh my god.
Boring.
L, that's an L.
Imagine being from Ohio and boring. You got a whole word. That's terrible. Wait, what about mewing? Mewing is difficult.
Oh, yeah? What is mewing?
I had some.
Mewing? You had some mewing?
No, like, I had some words. Well, yeah, everybody mews.
Mewing.
You have to mew. It's a thing.
Nah, man. That's out of my range.
Okay, what about glazing?
Mewing is where you flatten your tongue up against the roof of your mouth to, like, get rid of, like...
It's a photo trick for girls. Okay, what about... Wait, there's modding, because Duck said I low-key modded...
Mogged.
I low-key mogged. No, she's like, I low-key mogged or something about some photo.
Mogged is the same as looks maxing.
And then there's glazing.
Glazing?
Yeah.
Like stuck in.
Oh!
What do it?
Yes! Good
what is ready. What is glazing? Educate me on it. Glazing? I only know like two types of glazing. And then
I'm scared to look up.
I think glazing is like superficial like looks, right? Is that right?
Oh! no, it means to overpraise or overcompliment somebody.
Oh, glazing. Yeah. Simping. It's like simping, but it's glazing. That's correct. Simping, it's like simping, but glazing. Yes.
Basically,
I would never use these.
Basically,
these
like
words.
Someone you would glaze over somebody.
Sugarcoating.
I'm sorry?
Sugarcoating.
You're not going to incorporate these into your daily vocab?
No, ma'am.
This is a good one. This will be the last one. Ratio.
Ratio.
Oh, no.
Spell it.
R-A-T-I-O.
R-A-T-I-O.
Okay, ratio.
But in a Gen Z or like a Gen Alpha way.
But I have to hear it in the sentence.
Jesus, so yeah, this is difficult.
That was an ice cold ratio, G.
That was an ice cold ratio?
Girl. It's got to be a girl.
No.
Oh.
No.
Ratio?
How many do with social media?
How many girls do you pull? Oh!
Has to do with social media. Your ratio.
How many followers to following?
No.
Clicks? No. Likes?
Close.
Like,
posts?
Ratio? Close, but no.
What is it?
Like, it's, views? It generated from one specific platform, and then it, like, carried over to the rest of them.
Ratio. Boy, is it Instagram?
No.
Mm.
If you guess a platform, you'll
should
get
be Team
it.
Huddle?
TikTok?
No.
Facebook?
No.
What's left? Twitter?
Yeah.
It's Twitter?
Yeah, but ratio? Like, okay. It started on Twitter.
Okay.
Well, what's the correlation between ratio?
Tweets and followers.
Close. Tweets and
tweeters.
And what else?
Comments?
Replies, yeah. So it's when a reply on Twitter gets more likes than the tweet it replied to.
So that's the ratio.
Who would know these things?
Yeah, when a reply on Twitter gets more likes than the tweet it was called, like, commented
oh,
on.
Oh, I got you. I got
so basically
you.
The comment blew up the post.
Got
okay.
You. Got yeah. you. Because you know, there's sometimes somebody will post something.
Yes.
And the first thing they say, oh, I got to read these comments. I got to see what the comments say.
Yeah.
I got you. I got you. So,
okay, I have one last one, actually. I have
oh,
one
God.
Last one. Okay. Based.
Based?
Yeah.
Man, this was just in a song I heard.
Which song? Wait, maybe it's based. Like turkey basting?
No.
Maybe it's like based out of somewhere?
That's crazy.
Wait, what? Oh no, it's not turkey based. I'm gonna get made fun of for this.
Based. Okay, do you want me to give it away?
No, wait, not yet. What if based. It's like based out of somewhere?
Nah, that's,
okay.
That's too
easy. Is it like B-A-S-E?
B-A-S.
B-A-S-E-D,
like
based.
Hmm. Ooh,
oh, like
based, baseball?
Like,
baseball?
No, based, like stationary, like a location.
No.
That's literal.
That's
huh?
like the literal definition.
Mm. Based out of, look at her laughing at us. She's laughing at us.
Let that's, me know when you want to put you out of this
based.
Torture.
Do you want to be
what the fuck?
Duck, can you read that sentence?
It's when something is fundamental, incredibly authentic or true. Like you relate to it so hard. Like, damn, that's based. Like I like
what?
My foundationally it resonates with you.
Duck.
What?
What's up? Listen, you guys had terms when you guys were younger.
But they're more.
Wait, what kind
relatable.
Of words do we have?
Like,
what kind
relatable.
Of words do we have?
This. What words did your generation champion?
Like mug.
What?
Mug.
That's oh, mug.
That was. That's mug.
I'm not understanding.
You know, like you
that.
Would
like
say,
mug,
man, listen.
Like a mug face. Like a,
no, see,
mean
mug.
Mug?
Keep going. No.
See,
mug.
M-U-G.
M-U-G. Mug.
Mug.
Wait, I don't know that
face?
Word.
Mug. Mug. Keep
he's
going.
Something's hot?
Mug?
Something's hot?
No.
He thinks you can understand. He says it in different ways.
He changes his voice
mug.
Inflection. Never says no.
Mug is actually short for an actual word.
Mug. I don't even know
what's
this one.
What's Riz short for?
Riz is charisma.
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
All right, you want to move on?
You ready?
Sentences?
You ready?
Oh,
mug?
Yeah. Tell me what mug.
What does the term band for band mean?
Band for band.
Go band for band, like level up, right? Like
band for
what
band,
you got
like
versus what
money,
I got. Band
like
for bam. Yeah.
For a thousand, money for money. What if
yeah,
you
that
got
one
big
was easy.
Bang, little bank? So
big
listen.
Big bank, little bank.
So mug okay, is a term, right? Where it equates to motherfucker.
Oh.
Like,
oh,
like
yeah, then a
yeah,
mug.
Yeah,
then a
yeah,
mug.
Yeah,
okay, yeah. Yes.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah.
Right.
Duck would have never
it
got that.
No, she would have never got that. See?
It's
her generation just does not
let's
know.
Read these damn sentences. You guys don't get that.
Oh, she's going to give us a
sentence
test.
Sentence number one is.
Let's do it.
This food is gas. It must have been made by someone with that David Goggins Riz.
This food is really good. It must have been made by someone who has David Goggins skills.
Charisma.
Who is David Goggins?
I don't know.
That's the whole. That's really
also
the punchline.
Also David Moggins.
Oh no.
David Goggins is a freak of nature. Like, we're talking, like, this guy has run thousands of miles, no sleep. Like, he's put his body through absolute torture. He's always on the Joe Rogan podcast. He is
superhuman.
Like, literally.
Was this the guy that was like a Marine? Like,
yes.
Navy SEAL guy. He's a Navy SEAL. Ex-Navy SEAL.
Like, yes.
He always does these motivational speaking and stuff like that.
Yes, like,
I got you. I got you.
So there's Riz and then there's David Goggins Riz, and that's just like
superhuman Riz.
Correct.
Got it.
You can compare your Riz to anybody. You got that Libby Dunn Riz. You got that David Goggins Riz.
Julie Connor Riz. Does that work?
Oh shoot, my bad.
Could it be Julie Connor Riz?
You're bad.
All right. No. Sentence number two.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, this waitress keeps edging me with this food. I won't get to maintain my big backness.
Oh my god. Stupid, I know what this means, and you're dumb for that.
This waitress keep stuffing this food down my throat and gonna make me have a fat back and gain all this damn weight.
Basically, it means like I'm so fucking hungry right now, like so badly I can't even admit how big back I'm being. But this waitress keeps coming to ask me if I want more drinks and is not bringing my fucking food.
Like, bringing everyone else's food, but not yours.
Like, teasing me.
Like
Provoking. I got you.
Okay. Sentence number three.
Oh, God.
This is so hilarious.
This is too much. This is funny as shit.
I love how you say them.
Ain't no fucking way. No fucking way.
He's shoving it down my throat.
Here comes the airplane.
Ain't no way.
Food.
Oh my god. This is too much.
This is
she does not have that Libby Dunn bop rizzle.
Wait, do it again, please.
What?
Marcus, what would you do if someone walked up to you and said this shit?
She does not have that Libby Dunn bop frizzler, so she's for the streets.
Oh my god, I know what it means. I actually do know.
Take off.
I don't know who this Libby person is, but it means like she doesn't have that kind of, she's not that level, so she's for the streets. Like, she's just trash.
That's not, no. What's a bop?
Oh, we just did this. The bop.
You had a
the bop.
Libby Dunn bop.
The who bop?
What's a bop?
A bop
is a what?
Yes,
a
wait.
A bop is a.
She's a bop. What is she?
We just got taught this. We forgot.
We just got taught this and then we fucking.
She's ugly or she's a hoe. She's a hoe. She's a hoe.
This hoe.
Okay, so, Libby Dunn bop. Exactly. Rizlore. Riz?
She does not
Lord.
Have Libby Dunn bop Riz Lore.
This bald headed hoe.
Duck, would you like to?
Okay, so basically, she does not have any extreme hoe past to her. So that means, like, she does not have the past of being a hoe. So she's, like, kind of for the streets because no one wants her.
Meaning,
you know,
like,
it just means no one wants
she's
her.
Trying to be a hoe. She's trying to get the guys, but she can't get there. So now she's just left alone in the streets.
I don't understand how that makes her for the streets.
No,
right. That's what I don't get. Because if you're for the streets.
Anything she can get. Nobody that she's pursuing
it can be
goes
either
after
way. Honestly,
her.
It would have made more sense if I said.
Yeah, I don't understand that part.
Yeah, that was kind of tricky.
Because I feel like if you're for the streets, it means you're a hoe.
Either. That's why I did that. Because I was like. You know,
right?
Yeah.
If you're for the streets, it means you're a hoe.
Yeah, if you're for the streets, you got a lot of miles on you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm saying in this sense that, like,
she's getting anything she can get. She's just taking anything she can get.
She's trying to get anything she can get.
They don't even know
anything.
The words
oh,
that they're trying to explain.
Okay,
yes,
I got you.
I wrote this. Of course I know what I...
Okay. She must be DeLulu if she thinks she's going to have that Alpha Sigma Riz without looks maxing first.
Oh my god, okay.
She gotta be fucking delusional if she think she gonna trick me into taking her on a date and spending my money on her because I'm smooth like that.
I think we rerouted a little.
So you were there and then you missed there.
You detoured. Yeah, because she's not hot enough.
Correct.
She's got to be hot. Looks max.
You just needed to add that to the end. And that would have been on point smooth.
Yes. Okay, yeah.
Right. Is like doing whatever you can.
Tell your buddies at Please. Authority what looks maxing.
Yes. Please use these in your day-to-day language now.
All right, last one. That guy must be from Ohio.
Wait.
That Giat is not rizzing any alphas.
Come repeat that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That guy must be from Ohio. That Giat is not rizzing any alphas.
Okay.
That guy?
Giat.
That ass must be boring. Ain't no good. And what's the rest of it?
Because he's from Ohio?
No.
That guy
must be from Ohio. That Giat is not rizzing any alphas.
He's not pulling any, like, alphas, which is your...
No. She said that guy.
That guy. This is gendered.
That guy
must be from Ohio, a lame
place. That guy must be... This lame dude.
Yeah, that makes sense.
This lame dude.
Okay, keep going. I think you're
on something. That guy must be from Ohio.
This lame guy.
But I think this is a literal sense of Ohio.
That Giat is not rizzing any alphas.
This lame dude is not getting the
pulling
ass.
Big asses?
Maybe. You got to rearrange the parts. Basically, the guy is so fucking lame
that he
and
can't.
His ass, no bueno.
He's got a big ass.
No,
the guy's got a big ass.
Yeah. No. Are you saying you don't look at men's booties?
What? No. Actually, no. I don't. It's weird.
That guy must be from Ohio. That guy.
Wait, do you look at guys' butts?
Yeah.
That's a thing?
That's not a question for me.
I've never looked at a dude's butt.
Okay, it could be reversible. That girl, that woman must be from Ohio.
But she said guy, though.
Now I wonder if that's a thing.
No, because I was saying she so much by sentences, I was like, that's enough on a guy.
Aw, equal opportunity slang person.
He's lame. And his booty sucks.
Okay. I can't
hold on.
Relate.
You're not explaining this correctly, okay?
So he cannot rizz up any alphas.
That guy's butt. Wait, hold on. She must be DeLulu. Okay. So wait, hold
no.
on.
No. You're on five.
That guy must be from Ohio. Okay.
These two don't even know.
If it's from Ohio, that means it's bad. Everything in Ohio is bad. So
they got that.
If
he's lame.
If you're from Ohio, you're bad. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That guy's butt. Wait. That guy must be from Ohio. That yacht is not rizzing alphas. So basically, his ass. Is like so bad.
His lame ass.
He can't get any play.
Okay.
That's literally what I said.
No. I said it's
I don't know. I'm fucking lost.
Lily, really don't even try. You didn't say that.
Anyways, that was the game. I'm really don't think any of you won.
That was more
a
of a discussion.
That was a bop.
Nobody's a winner when talking about
that. That was a bop.
That was more of an educational segment.
It was. I'm really
podcast.
Glad that I.
Yes.
Yeah.
We hope you all learned something new.
Of course. Oh, I bet they learned something.
And I hope you can implement this in your day to day language. But here's the real thing.
Bring it back
by
to
the time
workplace.
We air this, you're going to have a whole new set of words. Like, these are going to be dumb.
We'll play it again every few episodes.
Old words.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I like that.
All right, tossing it back to the co-hosts.
This episode is sponsored by Flex Medical Center.
Whether you were hurt in an accident or looking to feel your best, they are a full-service chiropractic facility.
Visit flexmedicalcenter.com for more information. Flex Medical Center is looking forward to serving you. Perfect. Julie, so based on your weekend, how everything was playing out, you know, you had a very busy week. You probably had a lot of downtime after everything settled. How's your headspace?
I never have that downtime ever. No.
But you do have to have some time to like usah and you know decompress.
It feels like I live in a falling forward motion that begins on Monday and you just fall through the rest of the week. Because as you know, it was a very busy week. Mm-hmm. But one of the conversations we were having is what are some of the pros and cons, like mental stress wise, pros and cons. Of being an entrepreneur, business owner versus an employed professional.
Mm-hmm.
So I was saying that sometimes I feel like it would be somewhat of a relief mm-hmm. if I could know that I would go to work and count on someone else's money instead of like knowing that I have a minimum threshold that has to be made every single day just to keep all operations going across all the businesses. But I think you have your own set of like stressors that come from that
absolutely.
Too, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Just being, you know, an employee, it definitely makes you consider being an entrepreneur. And also, I think it's a double-edged sword because when you're working in an atmosphere where you have to answer to somebody, mm-hmm. you have to complete tasks for somebody, and you're pretty much putting your energy in someone else's vision, in someone else's goal, so they're thriving, but you're getting compensated for it. It can be a little bit, it can be very stressful because it's like, I want to do my own thing as well. Mm-hmm. So it necessarily have to deal with people because it's not necessarily a job all the time. It's more so the people around you
that
makes the job, you know, a little bit more, you know, strenuous and stressful.
I think the team definitely matters. If you had like a magic wand and tomorrow you were the boss of your own company, what company would that be?
Walmart.
Okay, nope. I meant, like, your passion. Like, what would your passion be? So, like, is it retail? I mean, I know why you said Walmart, but...
Yeah, but if I had to, you know, have my own thing, it'd definitely be in real estate.
Okay.
You know, I'll try to be, like, a real estate tycoon.
Okay.
You know, owning multiple properties, mostly, you know, rentals and stuff like that.
So, I think, like, Instagram and social media has romanticized real estate into mm-hmm. letting people think that it comes without stress. One thing you just watched me walk through mm-hmm. was, you know, my renters yes, walk through
the
door.
The whole AC thing, yeah.
Yeah, and then they get there and boom, the AC doesn't work. That's my problem now, and I don't live.
The first 10 minutes.
Every single time. Mm-hmm. And, like, I don't live there, so now that becomes my problem, and I'm waiting on edge to see, like, not edging. Because we know what that means. Mm. And I'm waiting to see, is it the AC? Is it the whole AC unit and things like that? I think that when I went into real estate, I saw all these posts from people, and they made it look so easy. Yeah. And, like, there was so much money to be made. But the truth is, like, anything that you do, there's a lot of responsibility.
Absolutely.
It's a lot of discipline no matter what, you know?
Yeah.
So what about, like, entrepreneurship looks so appealing to you?
Just some of the fact that you can be somewhere, especially if you make it to the top to where you're actually the boss,
mm-hmm.
you kind of like just sit back and watch things grow because you put people in place to, you know, you delegate things and you just watch it. Mm. It's like playing in the stock market.
That is also a point of view that I feel like I had once upon a time until I got into these roles. So, okay, this is something interesting that you probably no one would know about me. I actually don't give myself a lot of tasks to do a day.
Mm-hmm.
So on any given day, I try to complete 1 to 2 tasks. That's it, 1 to 2, which probably would blow your mind because you'd think, like, on any given day, I do 100 tasks,
got
right?
It, yeah.
But I have to leave myself wide open because when I wake up, I don't want to say there's a fresh set of hell, but there is a brand new day every single mm-hmm. day. And you never know what the day is going to, where it's going to take you, mm-hmm. what's going to end up happening, how many fires you're putting out. Like, I mean, on any given day, you can wake up thinking, like, I'm bringing in this much money. Nope, your day can turn around, and this much is going out. You've got this to put out. That there's a lot of uncertainty that mm-hmm. comes with being an entrepreneur, and that's the part that I think is, like, gets stressful. Hey, Lil, do you mind me asking you, like, how would you describe what a normal day-to-day looks like for you? Because you got to understand, that's a 22-year-old in the highest position of the studio as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, a normal day-to-day would be typically waking up around, like, 6 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
In the studio I like to be in the studio, but between 8 and 9. 9 is just where it all starts, like, where it all starts.
Gotcha.
So I hate getting to the studio at 9 because I don't like the feeling of being rushed. And that means I like to know everything ahead of time because I can be best prepared for shit that gets thrown at me last minute.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, I don't schedule a lot of things for myself to do in a given day. I probably give myself between 3 and 5 tasks, and 5 is, like, a reach.
Sure. Yeah.
It is a reach. And I probably, if I could, I think the one thing I should quantify is if I could quantify one thing, I would say I get an average of 30 emails a day.
Mm. No, way more.
To feel.
Or for me, it's way more.
But, yeah, but my requests are, I need you to transfer this file. I need you to make this edit. Like, every task is not, it's not an email back. Mm-hmm. It's an action item back. So it's 30 action items on top of the 3 to 5 things I schedule for myself to do. Yeah. Right. So I'm really completing 40 tasks a day.
Gotcha. And the thing is, especially with you guys have something special here because everything is in-house.
Thank you.
And you guys have a very close bond, whereas you have, in my world, you have come, not necessarily strangers, but not as close as you guys are, but you have to have them buy into, you know, the vision of the company, the goals, you know, the end goals, and what we're trying to thrive for, or, you know, strive for.
Yeah.
In that particular business. And it's good that you guys are strictly justified to each other. You guys are so close-knit. So dealing with people is makes pretty much every job difficult. It's not necessarily the job, the labor.
True.
It's the people. It's the that character. It's the attitudes, mm-hmm. and the different personalities that kind of like make things either go hard or go smooth.
Yeah, we definitely have a good team here. Mm-hmm. And in bringing this back to mental health, I just think one of the most important conversations we can have is about being realistic and not buying into the life that social media maybe mm-hmm. portrays for us. You know what I mean? Both being an employed professional and being an entrepreneur mm-hmm. comes with its own sets of challenges, its own pros and cons.
Absolutely.
Like, I, you know, there are definitely days where I think, like, God, it would be so good to go clock in, clock out. Because when I clock out, I don't have any more stress, you know? But the truth is, that only lasts so long. Mm-hmm. If you are a true leader, an innate leader that was born to be, like, a boss, that can start to feel really suppressive after time. And that kind of mental stress is next level. And for someone like me and her, you know, and Freddie, we're creatives. Mm-hmm. So you add that to the mix and you suppress our creativity, you put us in a role where we can't get the opportunity to use our creativity.
I can only imagine.
It will kill your soul. Like, it will
I agree.
Absolutely kill you. So as hard as it gets for me, I feel blessed every day. I get to use my creativity every single day. I don't feel like a boss. I feel like I'm a part of a team, and I feel like I have a lot of responsibility with that, but it is my life's greatest blessing to be able to work alongside my children, and we do that That's every good. Single day. That's so, good. And so we're filming here in our family studio, Connor House Studios, another great episode.
Absolutely.
Keep following us, join us. We're on YouTube, we're on Spotify, we're on TikTok, all over the place, Instagram. Please sign up for our newsletters at ConnorHouseStudios.com. And we'll put that in the bottom there. And thank you for joining us for another great episode.
Thank you, guys.